Well, I'm going to talk about my father today. I've talked about him before, but in some ways I haven't probably given you the full picture of who he was. My father was an authority. He was an authority on just about everything. He drank too much, and he would say 80% of these people out on the road are all drunk. Are you kidding me? But he would say some kind of interesting things too. When I was 15 years old and getting ready to have my first date, he told me, when you take a woman out, comment on her hair, her hands, and her shoes. Not those other parts. And when you look at her shoes, notice if she's wearing an anklet. If she's wearing an anklet, be careful. She could be experienced in the sexual arts. And at 15, you are not. You can learn only so much on your own. Remember, this is a human being just like you, with feelings and hopes and dreams, and above all, sensitivity. And don't do anything that would make her pregnant. That really confused me. I thought there was only one thing that would make her pregnant, but it was, don't do anything that would do that. On drinking, he said, never order a colorful drink, or people will doubt your masculinity. Make your drink clear or amber, no colors. Learning. What you don't learn by discipline, life will teach you through suffering. Whoa. Food and sex. We put far too many rules around food and sex. And me. His authority about me, you'll never amount to anything. Oh, Dad. The voice in my head was my father's authority. When I went to therapy, I learned that my father, while a wise man in some areas, was not so wise about me. When he told me I would not amount to anything, he was really talking about himself. Like father, like son, chip off the old block. I'm a ruin, so you'll be a ruin. So I got my own voice. I decided what I believed. I definitely believed in God and in reincarnation. I also decided that God wanted me to be happy and not especially good. I thought God was on my side a lot of the time. And definitely that I walked to the beat of a different drummer. I got my voice to such an extent that I thought that if I thought it, it must be right. I became an authority, like my father, on everyone and everything. I was obnoxious. I began marching to a drum that was not connected to an orchestra bigger than myself. I was like a secular pope. Then I got ordained. The pope got ordained. And at my ordination, I prayed that no matter what, God would show me the truth. Even if the truth were Buddhist, or Hindu, or God forbid, Mormon. At my first Mass, I had a semi-mystical experience. In my vestments for the first time, I felt regal, kingly, like an emperor, and I mostly felt superior. And I felt a little sorry for my family and friends. who attended my first Mass. They were earnest, but they seemed to have so little faith. As I raised the bread for the words of consecration, I said to myself, what a wonderful faith I have. It's really amazing how faithful I am. God's priest at last. Then I heard in my mind the following words, Tom, you have almost no faith in me at all, but I have unlimited faith in you. Never had I been criticized in so supportive a way. This was the first time I recognized a voice foreign to all the other voices in my head. My father's, my mother's voice, this was a voice of authority, gentle, kind, and certain. I have come to know it as the voice of the Holy Spirit. God's voice. This is the true voice of authority. It is not the loud, urgent voice of the ego that often speaks first and that says, or that said to me, I must be perfect in order for God to love me. That's the ego's voice, perfection. But it is a soft and certain voice that speaks softly and clearly the truth about me and the truth about you. That's the voice for God. It speaks the truth. It often speaks second after the ego's loud voice has worn itself out. And it is a voice that loves me more than either parent could imagine loving. My father's voice was a mixed voice. It sometimes spoke love and wisdom, but other times spoke coldly and pessimistically. A child is unable to tell what's behind a mixed voice. As adults, we know that hurt people, and that everyone has a shadow that comes from some lack of love in their life. In some form or another, that shadow gets passed on. My father passed on his pain to me and my sister and my mother. He felt he was worthless. He'd been raised by his grandparents during the Depression. He was treated as just another mouth to feed, and he was often hungry. My father would not accept gifts at Christmas other than a bar of soap or a pack of razor blades. He thought of work as hell and the family as a burden. His sadness about himself turned into cynicism and bitterness. His only refuge was books, which he spent all of his free time reading. After both my parents died, I got a reading by Mary Roach. Mary told me that my parents attend my Course in Miracles classes. My father, too. They are amazed that I am teaching what they are learning on the other side. Isn't that something? I thought, oh my gosh. And I started to take the long view of my father, the bigger picture. And I thought of the human race, all the faces of the world. And I accepted my voice, shrill and confident, and I began to forgive my father. Now think of all the faces of the world. Imagine the world's faces. Some are comic, some are tragic. Some eyes are watching the sun come up, and some are watching the sun go down. Some voices are soft with love, others are hard from fear. First, find your voice. The voice of your own wisdom, the voice of the acceptance of your own style and your ways of doing things. except yourself, then open to love and wisdom beyond your own voice, and you will start to hear the love the universe has for you. Then think about forgiveness. Think about giving up trying to control the past with your resentment. Forgiveness is when we stop building a case against the other. When we release the other to the merciful evaluation of God. Here's my prayer of forgiveness, one of my prayers of forgiveness. Help me see that person the way God sees them. Then we can live free of litigating a crime that is long past. Love liberates us from what limits us. In our deepest consciousness, we are all loved by everybody. We are all one. This is the authority of our true Father. Hard to believe, but true and gentle and kind. There is a bond between us at the roots of our being that unites us. Imagine a grove of trees. You look at those trees, they all look separate. But if you could see beneath the ground, you would see that their roots entangle and join one another. That's the way with all of us. Separate on superficial levels, but united at the roots. Only our judgments keep us from seeing the oneness of all. The easy joy of knowing you are loved is possible as we forgive everyone for not being. That prayer has kept my marriage together for 30 years. And that prayer has made my father my friend. Amen. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. Let's meditate now. Sometimes I almost say medicate. That must be a Freudian slip. I take a lot of pills. Put your feet on the floor and your head in the clouds. And bring your heart to its fullest sense of love. Bring your heart to a place where there is no enemy, there is no problem, and there is no stranger. Where there is no enemy, there is no problem, and there is no stranger. Bring your heart to that place. And now look at the world in all its confusion. In all its fear, in all its attempts at power and glory and dominance. And then look beneath the soil and see the roots are joined. We are all joined. Only judgment stands in our way. Only judgment blocks the path. Dear Lord, this day, help us to forgive, to see the other the way you see them. To see the other not as an extension of me, but as an extension of you, my dear one, my Lord. In doing this, I will see the world in glory, potentially in love, potentially at peace, potentially in oneness. So in silence for a moment, forgive the one who you've been refusing all these years, whether it be your father or your mother, your husband, your wife, your significant other, your child. Forgive them now in peace. Coming home. We are coming back. Come back to this room. Come back to one another. And come back to yourself. A little changed, a little different, a bit renewed. And know that you are loved beyond your imagining.
You feel so loved when he speaks. Wow, you're awesome.